Recreation and Wilderness Manager Brad Hunter says the Ranger District has more large recreation projects underway this season than it normally does.
Petersburg Mountain Trail is going to have a big trail crew up there working on it this year, extending it up higher on the mountain. And then we have a couple of big contracts going out. The Swan Observatory is going to get rebuilt. That's already been awarded. And then hasn't been bid on yet. We also have a major contract for the Blind Sloop picnic area. That whole picnic area is going to get rebuilt and reconstructed, new shelters, you know, new parking area, new restrooms, everything out there. And then we've got several other trail projects.
That includes the popular Petersburg Lake Trail. They're renovating a portion of that trail that runs through the muskeg between the Kuprinoff Dock and the sandbar area at Petersburg Creek. They'll also be improving the Cascade Creek Trail at Thomas Bay, another favorite spot for locals and visitors.
Right down, starting at Saltwater and going up to that first bridge at where the waterfall is at about a quarter mile up or so. So that all the planking in there will get replaced, and that hillside going up through the mist will get some new rock on it.
A crew will also be rebuilding the West Point Cabin at Portage Bay. Hunter says the district's regular recreation budget has remained flat this year, but they've been able to tap other funding sources for several projects.
We competed well this year on several different special funding opportunities through fee collections. That's where a couple of the trails are getting built from fees that are collected from outfitter guides. We have got some deferred maintenance funding for the West Point Cabin. And then we have a couple of capital investment projects, the big ones, which is Petersburg Mountain Trail and the Blind Sloop Picnic Area and the Swan Observatory.
Meanwhile, on the timber side of things, the district is doing the initial field work for a potentially large sale, the Tonka Project, on Kuprinoff Island's Lindenberg Peninsula. It's a big project area, over 62,000 acres, 9,000 of which the agency considers suitable for logging under the current forest plan. The crews on the ground this summer will be looking at potential logging units within these areas and some of the environmental issues that affect them. Forester Ben Case is project team leader.
What I do is get out there ahead of our crews and kind of pick our more likely areas, locate some potential roads, and give our other resource folks an idea of where our potential is, our high potential, and start developing that unit pool. So walking along the ground, looking at a lot of resources, and working with our other resource specialists in the meantime. We'll have a crew of 6 to 10 out there mapping streams for fish habitat, looking for plants, and soil scientists out there looking at the stability for some of our areas that we're proposing roads and harvest.
The sale area is considered phase one under the new Tongass Land Management Plan. That generally means it already has roads or extends into what the agency calls lower value roadless areas. Under the latest Tongass Plan revision, the Forest Service is limiting its timber program to phase one lands at first, but the land base would increase depending on what the industry actually harvests. While the Tonka project is still in the early stages, the plan for another timber sale on Kuprinoff is nearly ready to go out for public review. The Central Kuprinoff project would offer between 23 and 60 million board feet of timber, and the different alternatives range from requiring no new road to building 25 miles of new road. Along with the timber harvest, team leader Tiffany Benna says the project includes what the agency calls an access travel management component,
which is looking at the entire Cake Road system and looking at access travel management, what roads we want to keep open, what roads can we afford to keep open, what roads we want to close, how we want to close them, and of course, the big one, OHV, off highway vehicle use.
The Forest Service had a couple of dozen members of the public turn out for its recent open house. Looking at the Central Kuprinoff sale map on the wall, Eric Lee was concerned a lot of the timber would end up being shipped out of Alaska in the round without being milled here.
Well, I'm looking at the proposed alternative here for 39.6 million board feet, and that seems like an awfully big sale, and I'm thinking about the new round log export policy of exporting up to half of every timber sale out in the round, and I'm thinking that seems a little un-American to me to be shipping out our priceless, irreplaceable old-growth forest.
Considering that the area has already seen extensive logging, Lee thought the sale was too large. Mike Bell, who works for a local timber company, also came to look at the agency's plans.
Well, I was interested in the proposed timber sales on Tonka and on Central Kuprinoff. And It's kind of exciting to see them planning it, and hopefully it'll go through in the next year or two without getting hung up in court.
The Forest Service is planning to finish its draft environmental impact statement for the Central Kuprinov sale in July. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.